Today, Republican leaders in Congress laid out their ideas to change the way lawmakers deal with lobbyists. The proposals range from barring lobbyists from buying lawmakers' meals to banning privately funded travel by members of Congress. The proposed changes follow the guilty pleas of former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and Republican Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham on corruption charges. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
It can take a long time for Congress to act on legislation, especially on anything characterized as reform. But when they believe their own survival is at stake, lawmakers can move with breathtaking speed. That appears to be what is happening with lobbying reform. House Republican leaders announced today that when the chamber returns to session on January 31st, the first item of business will be to end the floor privileges of former members of Congress who have become lobbyists. It's part of a package of lobbying reform. Forms proposed by a party that's been under the gun. Speaker Dennis Hastert acknowledged the obvious, that the climate in the Capitol has undergone a dramatic change since the guilty plea of Jack Abramoff earlier this month.
A year ago, most people around Congress couldn't tell you who Jack Abramoff was and didn't know who his associates were or what connections there are. As this thing unrolls, people understand that we need to learn from what happened in the past and try to rectify that if we can.
Abramoff, of course, is the center of an influence peddling scandal in Washington. He paid for trips by members of Congress, wined and dined them, and has pleaded guilty to corruption-related charges. The Abramoff scandal also led to the decision by Texas Republican Congressman Tom DeLay not to reclaim his leadership post, and it forced Ohio Republican Bob Ney to relinquish his committee chairmanship. Today's proposed changes would deal directly with some of Abramoff's misdeeds. Privately funded travel for lawmakers would be banned, the existing gift ban in Congress would be strengthened, and Hastert says no more free lunches or dinners.
One of the things that we have to do is be able to make sure that our members are above question. And I think members can probably function very well in this town without having to go out to lunch with a lobbyist or to dinner with a lobbyist. They can pay for it for themselves. They have means to be able to do that if that's what we have to do.
Hastert wants the changes approved by House members by the end of February. But reform advocates caution the exact language of the proposed changes remains to be seen. Republican leaders in the Senate have their own reform proposals in the works. Republican John McCain of Arizona says one essential change is ending the practice of earmarking. That's where individual lawmakers insert pork projects into legislation, often at the behest of lobbyists, in secret and at the last minute.
That is an aspect of this that must be addressed if we are going to cure the illness which has caused this ongoing scandal and an erosion of public confidence in the way that we do business here in our nation's capital.
McCain said any reform efforts in Congress need to be bipartisan, but Democratic leaders are pouncing on what they view to be a Republican problem. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid issued a statement saying the idea of Republicans reforming themselves is, quote, like asking John Gotti to clean up organized crime. Reid and other Senate Democrats plan to announce their own reform package tomorrow. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.